Hi, I'm Charmaine, and this is the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into the emotional aspects of how to gain love for self. Today's topic is, am I worthy? Am I worthy? The short answer is, of course, we all are. But sometimes, a lot of the time, it's easy to feel unworthy. Mostly because of societal expectations, expectations of family, sometimes friends. I needed to ask myself, what am I trying to be worthy of? What am I trying to be worthy for? Maybe there are some things where I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of the things that aren't aligned to my best good. And those things aren't worthy to me either. But I am worthy of evolvement. I am worthy of putting my best foot forward every day. I am worthy of the products or the results of my good works. I'm worthy of what I want out of my own life, regardless if it follows along with the destined path that others put in front of me. I'd like to make my own path. I'd like to follow another way. It's really easy to get caught up in the mindset of societal norms and expectations of how we're supposed to be. And if you don't fall in line with it, it can put a lot of people against you. I'm worthy of being unique. I'm worthy of being my own individual self. I am worthy to work with the future self of who I see her to be. And so are you. We all are. Our recognition of our worthiness is a part of the emotional side of love for self. It's an important part of life when you begin to recognize your own worth and recognize that you can follow who you were meant to be, the person that you know inside that you are. That person that you see or that you want to see ahead of you is worthy to exist. That person needs no recognition from anyone else but you to see forth that she or he comes into existence. Your true self is worthy. Your true self is meant to be here because you're here. And there's a reason for that. What's your reason for not letting your true self go? I know mine reason was fear. It was a lot of fear of letting people down, a fear of failure, a fear of ridicule, a fear of inconveniencing people. But my fear hindered my worth, as well as my value for myself. I had to recognize my true self is worthy of the work that it takes to see her through. I needed to take a leap of faith for me. I needed to work just as hard as I did on the job. Now I'm taking that same effort towards my true self, because my true self is worthy. Your true self is worthy too. You just have to see it. Recognize that it's even there. And push forth for your true self's existence. And let it out. And that's the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening to me for these few moments. I truly appreciate you. If you're ever so inclined, please tell me what you think about this subject. What's worthy within you? What's worthy of recognition? What's worthy of expression? And and how do you plan on expressing it? Please email me at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please remember, this is not to be used for therapy. If there are mental health concerns, please consult a professional. I am not a licensed therapist. Until next time, may you all be with peace, love, and joy.